Pennsylvania recently issued a notice that health insurance companies can't categorically exclude coverage for gender transition services, but that doesn't mean that they have to provide those services. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed teases out what that will mean for people going through gender transition.
Okay, house rules. All right, you can swat.
On a warm summer night, Landon DiPaolo is explaining the rules of beer pong to his friends. He's gotten a keg of beer and is asking them to chip in $5 or $10 a cup to raise money for his top surgery. DiPaolo is a transgender man and wants to have his breasts removed. Though he was born into a female body, he's been living as a man for nearly 5 years now and taking testosterone for almost 4. A couple weeks before his party, we met up at a bar near his house in Garfield to talk about the process of gender transition.
My maniversary is December 27th of 2012.
That's when DiPaolo injected his first shot of testosterone, or T. The shots cost DiPaolo about $100 a month.
I work hard and I work long hours, but like at the end of the day, I still can't even swing that, and it's really discouraging. And it's put an obstacle and a barrier in being who I am.
DiPaolo wouldn't stand out in a crowd. He's 5'5", muscular, with dark brown hair and a close-cut beard. He's a little bit of a hipster, a little bit of a jock. He works out regularly and plays volleyball, always with his shirt on, because of the binder he wears to hide his breasts.
If people don't know what that is, you're basically binding your chest. And what it can do is it can lead to bruising of the ribs, breaking ribs, and it's just very painful.
DiPaolo wants to make the look permanent through surgery, but there's no way he could pay for the nearly $9,000 double mastectomy on his own. So he's raising money through events like the keg party and through a GoFundMe page. He has insurance, but like most policies, it doesn't cover top surgery for transgender men. That could be changing, though, thanks to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' interpretation of a clause in the Affordable Care Act about gender discrimination. Earlier this year, the department clarified the rule, applying it to gender identity as well, says Harper Jean Tobin, policy director for the National Center on Transgender Equality.
What the federal law says is, yes, you can't have an exclusion for transition-related services. What it also says is you have to provide services for gender transition, at least to the same extent that you provide similar services for people with other medical conditions. So most of the, if not all of the services that might be medically necessary for gender transition are already provided.
So, for example, if an insurance company would cover a medically necessary hysterectomy for a non-transgendered woman, the company also has to cover a hysterectomy for a trans man if it's medically necessary. But the idea of medical necessity is tricky, says Elizabeth Miller, who helped create UPMC's Gender and Sexual Development Program for teens and young adults. Miller says, in the context of gender transition, the idea of medical necessity has a lot to do with the phenomenon of gender dysphoria.
In the sense that offering to a 12-year-old who identifies as male, but has just started menarche, meaning the onset of menstruation, being able to block that and the progression and development of a female body that doesn't match their gender identity feels medically necessary.
Doctors who treat patients with gender dysphoria often consider gender transition services to be medically necessary to achieving or maintaining mental health. And Miller says the consequences of not treating the condition can be dire.
The very, very high rates of suicide, the high rates of depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress that accompany the sort of daily pain of not being able to live one's gender identity.
She says insurance companies have sometimes kicked back claims for services related to gender dysphoria or gender transition, deeming them not medically necessary. But she says that's happening less and less ever since the federal government clarified the gender non-discrimination rule and states have begun to enforce it. The Pennsylvania Insurance Department put out a notice this spring spelling out what insurance companies can and can't do. Teresa Miller is insurance commissioner.
From the insurance department's perspective, and I know for Governor Wolf, it's really important to us to ensure that Pennsylvania is welcoming and provides an inclusive environment regardless of race, color, religion, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, and expression.
Miller says they're reviewing policies to make sure they comply with the rule. As happy as DiPaolo is with the change, he says it's just one of many needed to achieve equity in healthcare.
It's not a privilege, and it doesn't matter what your situation is. It shouldn't have to matter. We're all humans, and we all deserve to be well. And we're not doing a very good job at that right now. And I'm just trying to get there myself. You know, once I get there, my goal is to help other people out.
DiPaolo has raised about half the money he needs for his surgery. He's hoping to get it done by the end of the year and says he looks forward to playing volleyball with his shirt off next summer. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.